Before the change in the open records law, all records were presumed closed unless the requester could prove why they should be open. Now, with the new law, all records are presumed open unless the requestee can prove otherwise. This has resulted in a spike in requests from across the Commonwealth, according to Pennsylvania Office of Open Records head Terry Mutchler.
The new Right to Know law that went into effect January 1st, 2009, really pried open many of the state's filing cabinets, and citizens were able to obtain hundreds of thousands of records that were off limits under the old law.
Those records can include contracts, budgets, payrolls, and it applies to state and local governments and government agencies. Mutchler says requests are made most for financial information.
They want to know, you know, as they sit down at their kitchen tables around the Commonwealth and to take a look at where their money's being spent. I think we also see that in terms of them wanting to know how their government officials are spending their money, how much is being spent on, you know, by a police department, by a school district, by the state itself, you know, how much are employees being paid.
And Mutchler says the number of requests is spread throughout the Commonwealth.
The requests come from all quadrants of the state. There's not one particular area that, you know, obviously you get a large amount from Pittsburgh, you get a large amount from Philadelphia because, you know, they're cities. But we see a broad swath of records being asked for.
Of course, just because there's a presumption of openness doesn't mean such records are always easy to come by. Agencies can still deny requests. They just have to have reasons that are valid under the law. And under the law, those requesting the documents have some recourse.
When a citizen is denied access to a record by their government, they can come to us and the office an attorney reviews the scenario and makes a determination as to whether or not the record is public.
That works well in theory, but some people who use the open records law say there are some weaknesses. Jim Parsons is assistant news director at WTAE-TV and a former reporter. He says the Office of Open Records itself is an improvement, as it acts as a neutral arbiter.
The problem is they have no teeth.
When a request is denied and an appeal to that filed, the Open Records Office determines whether or not that record should, in fact, be made available. Parsons says if the office determines it is an open record, all the agency has to do to keep it under wraps is file an appeal with the Court of Common Pleas.
Then you're in court. And now, you know what? That agency has lawyers. And you as an individual, you don't have access to lawyers necessarily. So that part of the new law has not changed anything. In the old days, prior to the new Right to Know law, you ended up, if you really wanted to fight an agency over records, you ended up in court. And guess what? It's still the same today.
The Open Records Office has handled about 500 cases in the courts since 2008. Aside from outright denials, Parsons says there are still other ways to restrict access to records.
We've requested records here where we've gotten back nothing but black pages because they've redacted or blacked out information and have cited reasons for doing that, which they're required to do. You know, there are reasons under the law, some exceptions under the law, where they can black out information or redact information. They're also allowed to charge you a copy fee. And they're also allowed to charge you what's called a research fee.
Another challenge, says Parsons, is how records are perceived. Parsons says Pennsylvania is not at the top of the list when it comes to transparency. He says other states in which he's worked, including Florida and Indiana, were more open.
My experience in other states was that folks who worked in municipal level government, county level government, city level of government, considered themselves stewards of records, not owners of records. In Pennsylvania, and I might be, you know, vastly generalizing this, but in Pennsylvania, my experience has been in many, many more cases I've come across clerks who work at the local level who don't consider themselves stewards of documents, but rather they own the documents. And their job is to keep them secret and to hide them from the public.
Open Records Office's Mutchler says the state is moving in the right direction after years of the records being mostly off limits. She says there have been more than 50,000 inquiries and the office has handled more than 8,500 appeals. Some from the same people.
There are some frequent flyers out there. There are folks that, you know, continually use this law for the sole purpose of harassing public officials.
And Mutchler says some have used the law for commercial purposes.
We have folks that will come in and they'll file a right to know request to attempt to get, for example, any dog licenses that were issued so that they can start a marketing list for their new kennel that they're going to, you know, create.
Mutchler says state legislators are considering tightening restrictions on commercial uses and limiting the number of requests prison inmates can make. Currently, inmates account for about a third of records requests. But for some, obtaining records is part of their job, such is the case with WTAE investigative reporter Paul Van Osdahl.
I would say I request records at least a couple times a week using the Right to Know law, and this is everything from local school districts to the governor's office, the attorney general's office, just runs the gamut. It just depends on what you're looking for.
Van Osdahl also says the law as it is now is an improvement, but agrees it needs some work. He says there's a laundry list of exceptions that allow several entities to keep their records sealed, most notably the exemption that applies to state-related universities such as Pitt and Penn State.
Even though hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars go to these organizations, there is only a very tiny amount of information that these organizations are required to release to the public. That is a loophole that the legislature certainly ought to consider closing, and I know there's been a lot of discussion about how that's going to happen.
Bills pending in the state legislature would amend the open records law and bring state-related agencies such as the universities under it. Parsons says there is hope the law will be improved this year.
But there are some amendments that, frankly, would make the law even worse, because there are lobbyists at work who are trying to make the Right to Know law, as bad as it already is, even more restrictive.
That includes a provision that could allow agencies to claim a records request is overly burdensome, skip over the Office of Open Records, and go directly to court. Open Records head Mutchler agrees changes are needed to make the law stronger.
I think that as we look to redo the Right to Know law, I think it needs to be tightened. Pennsylvania is now emerging as a leader in transparency in government, and we don't want to take any steps backwards.
The National Freedom of Information Coalition and the Better Government Association gives Pennsylvania an F when it comes to openness, though the state is not alone in that grade. 38 states also received failing grades. Only Nebraska and New Jersey scored above a C, coming in with B grades. But Mutchler says since 2008, Pennsylvania went from a rank of 49th from the NFIC to ranks as high as 25 in some surveys. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.